In other news this afternoon, the nation's peak union body is calling for workers to be able to transfer their leave entitlements between jobs. The ACTU wants to reform the annual leave system so it becomes fully portable to match the increased frequency of employees changing jobs. It sounds good for workers, but employers would have no way of knowing how much leave potential job applicants have built up before they hire them. How would this work? Dave Oliver, the ACTU Secretary, is on the line. Dave Oliver, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben. How are you?
I'm all right. How would that work? I mean, it sounds good in principle or in practice, but I'm just wondering how this would work. If you're hiring someone, would you have some way of knowing how much leave they're owed and who would be paying for that leave?
Well, what we were looking at doing is to create more of a generic leave bank. And as you know, permanent employees get access to various types of leave. You get annual leave, you get long service leave, or you get access to sick leave. And because we've now seen like 40% of our workforce now engaged in precarious work, less and less people out there are getting access to a paid leave entitlement. So all the work, you know, when we're travelling the country and we're talking to workers, this is a key issue for them, and it's certainly an issue that we want to take up with the government about looking at getting a scheme in place that will allow a worker to take a paid leave break if they're ill, or to look after a sick child, or to take a paid break with the family.
Is the main complaint here that when you start a new job, you start with zero holidays?
I think the main complaint is that you know, a lot more people now are getting engaged as part-time workers or as a casual employee, and therefore they're not getting access to a lot of these paid entitlements that the industrial relations system has recognised for many, many years. But because we're now seeing these significant changes in the workforce, the current system doesn't reflect that. And the other motivation for this is that what we're now seeing more and more is employers accrue employee entitlements. So, for example, a full-time worker will accrue every week they work 3 hours worth of annual leave or plus 1.5 hours worth of sick leave, and there's no requirement for an employer to put that in a separate account. So when you get a case as what we've seen recently with Clive Palmer and his nickel operation in Queensland collapsing, all those workers' entitlements went with that company. Now, thankfully, because of the efforts of the union movement, that we have campaigned for a government scheme which will make sure that these employees get their entitlements. But unfortunately, it's the taxpayer that is footing the bill. So this way of ensuring that workers can't use accrued workers' entitlements as an unsecured interest-free loan to set them aside as it accrues will prevent that from occurring in the future and will ensure that these employees meet their obligations to their own employees.
All right, I know you're talking about this blind personal account, much like superannuation, so workers can carry it between contracts and employers. It sounds confusing, and that might be part of the problem here, Dave, that if it is not so easy for people to understand or comprehend, it might be a bit of a drama for you guys in trying to get the idea up.
I think if you, I mean, you hit the nail on the head when you said if you look at superannuation, people recognise the universality of superannuation and how it's portable. We'd be looking at doing something similar. You may end up attaching it to superannuation. And, you know, we want to have discussions with the government and employers about looking at establishing this. So the whole principle is that employees should be able to accrue paid leave entitlements that they can draw on for any types of leave that they want to have in the future, and it should be portable much the same way superannuation is.
All right, I love your thoughts on this afternoon. 131873, Dave Oliver, thanks for your time.
Pleasure, Ben.
The ACTU Secretary joining us on the line.